I love playing frisbee with my sons.
I love the sound of the waves on the Pacific at sunrise.
I love curling up with a good book.
I love to see my grandkids smile.
But if Congress sabotages the nuclear deal with Iran?
We could be denied the very moments that make our lives worth living.
Why?
Dude, because we'd be dead.
Super dead.
Like totally fried by a major nuclear bomb dead.
I won't be able to play frisbee with my sons because there won't even be a frisbee. The frisbee will be melted.
We will be melted.
Or worse. Toasted?
Yes, Natasha, but most people think toast is delicious. This would not be that kind of toast. It would be like a really dark, unpleasant cloud of death toast.
Whoa!
We're not actually worried about Iran dropping a nuclear weapon on the United States.
Holy sh**. Is that...
Yes, Jack, it's me, Queen Noor from Jordan.
Look, it is true that if Congress sabotages this deal, there would be nothing stopping Iran from getting the bomb. That would likely spark an arms race throughout the region.
Precisely, Ambassador Pickering.
Ultimately, we could be forced into a war with Iran, another dangerous, drawn-out, and expensive conflict in the Middle East with many lives lost.
So wait, are you saying that instead of a quick, toasting type of death, that in a war with Iran, maybe a lot of people would die much more slowly? Like if they were put into, say, an immense crock pot for a really, really long time?
Natasha, I don't think you need a surrealistic food metaphor to comprehend the sheer recklessness of a war with Iran. Once a war begins, the chances of Iran developing a nuclear weapon would only increase.
Wait a second! That's Valerie Plame. Valerie Plame is in this flipping video. Valerie! Do you know that because you're a spy?
I'm not going to answer that question, Jack.
I think what Valerie is saying is that the agreement currently on the table is the best way to ensure Iran doesn't build a bomb.
And it gives the international community unprecedented access to verify that Iran is keeping up its end of the bargain.
A strong deal built on international diplomacy is the best way forward.
And the alternative to that is war.
War with Iran is a really bad idea.
The worst idea ever.
Look, we all love our children, and the Iranians love their children.
And we've got a deal on the table that keeps us all safe.
Do me a favor, okay? Don't let some hot-headed member of Congress screw that up.
Because playing politics with our national security is actually not all that funny.
Call Congress, tell them, support diplomacy. It's the only sane solution.
And believe me when I say to you, I hope the Iranians love their children too.
Stinks.